The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Cause I was fucking the shit out of her!
You to leave the upstanding officer of the law, thus allowing him to lead the life of a normal missionary position, assuming God-fearing, non-sinning heterosexual breeder.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress-up?
Dress-up?
You said you wanted to play dress-up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that doesn't dance. But when she's stripping, goes by, fuck puddles. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the show. This is number 105 tonight. With me, as always, is my favorite flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
What is going on, my little snuggle cuddle bunny?
Nothing much. I had to check and make sure I didn't mute myself there. I thought I maybe was on mute. I'm not on mute, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything's working.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad. It is going to be one of those nights, folks.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I already sent out a warning. I said it's pretty pre-baked tonight.
Oh, boy.
But it's a good one. I'm giggly. I'm not feeling stupid and slow. So
well,
it's a good night.
We'll see about the stupid and slow.
Shut the fuck up.
By the end of the show.
Hey, I'm going to go all Deborah mouth on you.
Yeah, you will. Fuck puddles.
You fucked hard.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. If you guys would like to join in the conversation, you can give us a call at 941-421-0401. We are coming to you from RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, everybody. It is the first show of the new year. I hope no one got into any, well, not too much trouble on New Year's Eve.
Nothing that left a permanent mark.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you want that little tattoo on the brain.
I guess so. On the brain is fine, but like anywhere else on the body, probably not.
2016 on my forehead. Woo!
I got herpes on New Year's 2016. I'll never forget.
Never forget. Mm. Never forget.
So you didn't do anything that you regretted there on New Year's Eve?
Not at all. Okay. I had a great time. I stayed home in my jammies on the couch having my own sort of refreshments, and I was actually still awake and alive for my New Year's kiss.
You were, for once.
I know, for once.
Good job.
Yay, go me.
Yay.
Sparkle fingers.
Nobody had to wipe vomit off of anybody else to get their New Year's kiss either.
Everybody remembered.
Which was nice. Yeah.
Where did you park your car?
Yeah, we knew where the car was. Where
did you put your panties?
See, we knew all that.
Who else is with you? Oh, God.
So what do we got going on tonight? Anything good?
We may be calling someone later. We were watching a show. There's like Amazing Superhumans on TV that premiered tonight. We didn't get to watch the end of it, so don't spoil it for me, fuckers. But we did. We DVR'd it. DVR'd it.
Recorded it.
That's right. We put it on a little fancy machine from them cable company. I like them Bright House people.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
So anyway.
Anyway. Well, there was one of the girls, this guy was doing memories. He was trying to talk to girls at a bar, and he remembered all their names and numbers and like shit they liked or whatever. So we were saying that can't be a real number because one of the first girls.
Phone number, yeah. By the way.
Sorry, phone number.
Yeah.
One of the girls gave out a 305 number, and that's a Miami area code. So we might call it and see if it's really her number.
See if I can get that to work.
Yeah, sure.
No guarantees.
Call it like almost 11 o'clock at night. Hey, are you Andy?
Well, there's no way that they put an actual real telephone number that wasn't to something that they knew already. You know what I mean? No way they put that on national TV like that. That's not Barbara's
phone
number.
Freaking morons.
Fuck no.
Another thing that I wanted to touch on, I talked about a story the other week. Excuse me. It's cold outside. My nose is runny. Sorry, getting gross. So there's a story I talked about a girl. She took her mother's like humongous black dildo and was using it and died of a heart attack.
Oh, you bitch. I know. That apparently wasn't fucking real.
No.
And I completely thought it was. Whatever. Whatever.
No, there was a few people.
Need a drink? You want some peppermint?
No, I got some. There's
eucalyptus?
Stop. There were quite a few people that thought it was real.
It's the incense, isn't it?
You
okay? Want me to turn on the mask? Licking an ass might help you.
No.
Okay.
That would so distract me.
It's like you got a hairball or something over there. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on either.
You're like flailing.
I know. Because yeah. My nose is running and like I've got cotton mouth.
Okay. That's an odd combination.
I know. It's weird.
It kind of sounds like...
What?
It sounds like you did a bunch of blow, to be honest with you.
Well, I didn't.
My nose is running and I have really bad cotton mouth. There's only one thing I can think of that does that. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't have a better... I didn't do any fucking blow.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Well, whatever.
I haven't done any in a couple years.
Okay.
And I'm not craggy.
I hear you. What were you talking about?
I was talking about that story with the girl dying
of the
heart attack.
Oh,
the
fake story that you fucking told me. You told me it was real.
I did no such thing.
You fucking told me. Well, I don't know why you did that to me, too. I mean, is it fun for you to pick on somebody who like, you know, just is gullible like that? I mean, what?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Is it? Is it fun?
I don't know what you're talking about, really.
Right.
I don't really know.
My fans know.
I don't. They don't.
Your
know.
Fans know.
What?
There are people that are anti-KKK. They
know stuff.
Very pro-SC.
I'm just glad they find their way back sometimes. When nobody else is around.
Yeah, when there's no glimmer of hope, there's always the haters.
Yeah.
I don't care. I love you guys.
So what were you talking about?
We passed it.
Okay.
You got mad because the story was fake.
Yeah, it was fake, and you fucking took. I wanted it. I so wanted it to be real, so I could laugh at it in my head.
You can still laugh at it in your head.
Well, that somebody thought somebody died from an actual dildo, which you know could happen, but not that dildo.
It's
no way.
More of like perforation of some organ
yes.
rather than
yes.
of a heart attack.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless there was something on it.
Yeah, well, that could do it, too.
Uh-oh.
Nice staff infested dildo.
Ew.
What? I didn't do it.
Maybe
it was in the gym too long. You got to make sure you're wearing sandals and stuff in a gym. Maybe the dildo wasn't wearing sandals in a gym. Got a little staff.
God, I hate it when
flesh
it does
eating
that.
Virus.
It always does that, though, and then it takes a shit in the shower and leaves it for Harvey.
I know. I figured who's shitting in the shower over
poor
there.
Poor Harvey.
At the Y.
Everyone's like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
The Y in L.A.? There's a shitter that's shitting in the shower at the Y in L.A. Nobody knows who it is.
It's a phantom.
If it's you, turn yourself in.
You should. We'll get on TMZ. It's okay. We get a little bit of fame out of it.
Don't push your kink on other people unless you ask first.
Well, that could be part of the kink, though.
Or unless they never know that they're involved in your kink, and then I think it's okay.
Yeah, because what if the guy, the phantom shitter, is still watching while he's discovering, comes in like, oh my God, and freaks out.
Well, see, but that's involving somebody in your kink. See, that's different. But if they didn't know that you were involving them, like
right.
i.e. you're fantasize about them or Photoshop pictures of them and, you know, whatever.
Cool, stalker creepy.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Photoshop pictures of them.
You want to masturbate to what you want to masturbate to.
Okay.
And in that case, you know, you can involve somebody else, but they never know about it, so it's okay. Hmm. Fuck it. And that doesn't count if you've drug them, if they're fucked up. That does not count.
Hey, Cosby.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Jeez.
I'm clarifying. It doesn't count then. Okay. Then it's not cool. Not good.
Oh, so it's a one-off. You know, you don't count that one. You just said it. You said those don't count.
See, now you're confusing me. No, you're
this
not.
This is very easy to confuse.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
Well, all right. Well, then that's fine. Today, good. You know, today's January 4th.
What's that mean?
We missed this by one day.
And
what I mean is, well, the story, if I had a show yesterday, then this would have been absolutely perfect. January 3rd is actually the thirstiest day of the year. The Sunday after New Year's is the hottest day for online dating services.
Really?
Yep. So if you guys are in the market for some ass, then go to the dating site. Well, you should have gone to the dating site yesterday, but
hot this time of year.
Yeah, this time of year. Plenty of fish. You see an increase of like 24% at night. Match.com bumps like 51%, and then Tinder gets a boost from the millennials. So get in while the getting's good.
Do it up, Buttercup.
Buttercup.
While you can, while everybody's swiping the correct direction, whatever that direction is.
Left, right.
Up, down. There's some apps with up, down, too.
Is there?
There is.
If you want ass, swipe down.
No, and that way they have their own swipe left and right, but they're not like completely biting it. You know what I mean?
So if it's diagonal for possibly.
They're like trying to be the same without being the same.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, they are.
I get that.
And that was a dating app too. We were just fucking listening to something. Then they were talking about I don't even know what it was.
We were listening
to something, and they were talking about that dating app. But I don't think you were paying attention.
No, probably not, because I don't know what you're talking about. Could have been when I left the
Times
house.
Times like this, I really rely on your memory.
Oh, really, that's letting me down. Smart.
Really letting me down.
Well, get used to that, because you shouldn't rely on my memory unless it happened like maybe 3 years ago. Like, well, no.
I remember 3 years ago.
Well, I remember a lot further back than that. I mean, like, you know, it can't be very recent.
Okay. So is that just happening recently, or is that happening your whole life that you can only remember when once you've gone 3 years past it, you start to remember it? Is that what happens? You go 3 years past it, then you start to remember?
No, I was just throwing out a number, like not reason. Not like one of those things, like a reoccurring thing.
All right.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Do you?
It's just now. I gotta lighten up on the drugging.
On the what?
Whatever I'm feeding you, it's not the right combination, I don't think. We got to change the formula.
I think it's working just fine.
Okay.
It's great.
All right.
All right, so this kid, Andrew, he's 37 years old. He made, he started masturbating.
Did you read this already? Or what are you trying to figure it out now? I don't know how to describe this. Even though I read it a lot earlier and I know how to describe it.
Well, I was kind of changing how I wanted to put it. But okay. This guy, he started jerking off and like masturbating inside a restaurant.
Okay.
And he was really high on meth.
Okay.
Well, police were unable to subdue him with a taser.
Okay.
So I ended up taking 15 of them to get him to stop jerking off. Now, imagine, I've never done meth before, so I don't know what it does. I have seen the movie Spun, and I was told that that's a pretty damn close.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It could encapsulate what could happen. Sure.
So,
in the feeling that you get. All right.
But imagine just, I gotta fucking jerk off, and it's taking 15 people to get you to stop doing it.
It's probably awesome for him.
Yeah, but I would think with that kind of veracity, you'd probably rip your dick off.
I think you want to stop short of doing some stuff like that. However, the dude was completely thinking it was a great idea when he was smoking crystal. You know,
Jesus Christ,
this is a really good idea. I'm really horny. You know, it'd be really, really cool if I could get like 50 people to watch me jerk off, and then we'll have some stormtroopers come in here and rough me up a little. Ooh.
Oh, while people are eating,
order up.
Enjoy the show. Delicious.
Nice.
Oh, I didn't want sauce on it. What is this goo?
He only comes on glazed donut day.
Oh, icky poo. Well, Bavarian while the guy was
cream
in
day,
yuck.
Boston cream.
Well, while the dude was in custody, he said that he has absolutely no memory of jerking off in the restaurant.
No.
Nope.
It's a shame, too, because he was probably peeking pretty hard there. You know what I mean? And he doesn't remember it. Wow, that sucks balls. if you're gonna like do some time for some shit like that, you might as well have a little thing tucked away, you know.
Well, maybe he can pull it back up later.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe it's some sort of stored thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Hey, there's times where I get flashbacks of things when I was on some stuff.
Sure you do. And I bet they're completely accurate.
Yeah.
Sure they are.
It was on a lot of acid.
Okay.
I hear a song. I remember what was going on.
All right.
You remember.
I
you know.
I don't know. I just know if I've partied and listened to a song before. I know if I've been fucked up and heard this. Not this, but whatever I'm listening to, this.
What are we looking at now, sir? We're looking at now. When will then be now? Soon.
I'm completely sure of that.
They were just like, what the fuck? Oh, I love it.
So what are you doing?
There's a new thing, which I'm not real sure about this. I mean, if it vibrated, maybe. But it's called a baby pod, and it's a speaker that you shove up your puss, and it plays music for your unborn baby.
Okay.
For the fetus.
Cool.
The speaker connects to a smartphone, and it plays music directly into your vag.
Huh.
I mean,
I don't know.
You know, how else would your fetus get its first taste of like dubstep or trap or whatever the hell you call what you listen to?
Just electronica. Just simple electronica.
There's so many little different things.
Generies.
Yeah, whatever. I can't keep them all straight. That's like the whole I don't like, try sexual to keep them orientation. Straight.
People really get sensitive to that too. You know, they're like, that's not really house. It's like a deep trance house.
That's what I'm
with
saying.
With an acid twist. Yeah, no, it's, I can't do it either.
It's like people say, what kind of music are you into? I'm just like, whatever. Because I don't know what to say.
What do you call that song? What do you consider this song to be? I don't know.
It's the old dial-up startup sound.
So the ovum egg, I don't know. They say playing, you know. Classical music somehow makes your kid smart.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, because the creators say that a fetus reacts to sound at 16 weeks.
Yeah.
And it also helps to stimulate vocalization and encourages fetal, like, neural development.
Wow.
Yeah. So wow. It helps with brain functions. And
I wonder
such.
What would happen if you played porn. You know?
Why would you have to play it?
Like Asian porn?
You could like just start audio. Having sex and it could hear you through
well,
the...
Well, what if you're not Asian? Then how are you going to have Asian porn? You just are you going to like just embody Asian porn every time you have sex for like 10 months? What's going on? You can't keep that up. You'll forget. We can just pop an egg up there.
You have
hit the playlist.
You have a very What are you trying to do to the kid? Are you trying to just completely scar them for life?
I don't really
what?
Know. What I want to know is what would happen.
Yeah, the kid starts to cry and starts making an Asian girl bang noise.
Who's to say? Who's to say how
And
how
then what that, are you going to do? You're going to watch that porn, you're going to get hard, then you're going to be like, I feel creepy now. Because well, now then your kid starts to cry.
I just want to know what would happen, that's all. I want it to actually happen to somebody. I want somebody to put it in a sim for me and let me know how it comes out. That's all.
It's not going
to work. It's not wrong if you do it to a sim.
Okay, so what if we have some person out there who's willing and pregnant?
No. I don't want it to actually happen. It's got to be in a sim.
Why not?
I don't want the responsibility of that.
You wouldn't.
I don't want
do
that
it.
Hanging on my head.
I'll ask him.
I can't. No, I don't. I'm not talking about it. I just came up with the idea. So obviously it'd be my fault. And that person someday would end up driving down the road and mowing over like 13 orphans and 12 nuns. And then in the newspaper, it would say, hey, SC killed fucking 12 orphans and 13 nuns. You know what I mean? That wouldn't be good for me. I wouldn't like that.
You have a very odd way about your thinking.
What do you mean, odd? That's completely normal. Who wants to kill orphans and nuns? Why? You think it's okay to kill I'm wrong for not wanting to kill orphans and nuns?
No.
Well, then what?
Oh, God, never mind. I can't argue with you. It just doesn't happen that way.
Okay.
All right. Now this, I'm really going to need you one. So be with me. This article was entitled "The Four Best Ways to Jerk Off According to Science."
Okay. According to science.
Bill Nye. No.
Science.
Science is everything. So number four is the handy dandy. And just a regular, you know, jerk off with your hands. So the origin of masturbation is actually connected to the right wrist, even if you're a lefty.
Okay. It's connected to the righty, even if you're a lefty.
It says even if you're a lefty.
That's wrong. I mean, I'm a, and you know what? I've asked guys, and it rotates, and you can't even make any assumptions like you're right-handed, so you use your left hand or your left hand. I use my left hand. You know what I mean? I don't use my right hand, which is odd.
Hmm.
I mean, you would think it would be odd. It would be opposite of exactly what you're eating.
Actually, I think it would be odd if you were masturbating, period.
Well, that's the truth. But let's say I was pulling it out to finish all over your face. How about that?
Oh.
If we go back to the video, I bet dollars to donuts I'm going left-handed. Dollars to donuts.
We can go to several of them and find out if you're going
left-handed. I'm pretty sure I would be.
Hey, we can check that out.
Yeah, you got to look at that.
Hmm.
Somebody's got to call us.
941-421-0401.
If anybody's got the stats.
Now, number three says warm meat. It says, seriously, they suggest you take a slice of deli ham that's not super thin, pop it in the microwave for a few seconds to get it warm,
okay,
and then wrap the meat around your cock and go to town.
Well, I've never tried that, but I mean, I've never really fucked food products.
I mean,
some girls, there's some girls I dated you could really call vegetables, but it's not the same.
Do you have sex with Terry Schiavo?
Not that kind of vegetable. Dumb as a potato.
Oh. Now I kind
of... Potatoes aren't dumb. At least they get out of the sun. They go underground.
At least they're cute.
Sure they are.
It's a tater. Jenny tater.
Got to get around there and tater it all up, man.
I do have a listener that his favorite story is the banana story.
There's a banana?
When I was at my parents' house once, I had I was without a toy, and there was a banana in the fruit dish. So I used the banana, and then I put it back into the fruit dish. And in the morning, my dad was having it for breakfast.
Ew.
I was like, oh, boy.
Ew.
It was like cut in half and he was putting in his cereal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's creepy on a few levels, but not as creepy as you might think it would be if you really knew the entire situation.
At least it was peeled when I put it up in there.
Well, yeah.
And it was not peeled.
Well, he already ground up the peels. I was going to snort it later.
Okay, number two is the Fleshlight. It says, well, and it tells you because they come in different, you can get different textures and different opening options, and it's more efficient and more fun.
Well, yeah. And
if you compare it to the lunch meat.
I've never really had a Fleshlight, but I hear they're really awesome, so I'm not going to doubt that at all. That's probably really the route. If you're gonna do something, at least use some technology like that. I hear they're good.
Yeah, there's the trainer. The trainers was a really popular one for a long time. People would ask for them when I worked at the porn store. If you want to, yeah, the performance trainer, go check that one out.
Well, that basically the idea being that if you practice enough with something that feels real enough, if you have problems coming too early, maybe it'll help it out. Or they say it does, that if you practice with it is the whole idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably say, yeah, it probably would work. It probably would help out.
You can even get clear ones, too. The Flesh Jack.
That's a little weird.
You can see straight through. But then they also...
I don't want to see it.
They have the whole... they have Avatar ones. They have the whole horror ones. They're the vampire. Yeah.
Fuck an alien? You can fuck an alien.
You can fuck an alien. You want to fuck a blue twat?
You can fuck one of them, too.
Fuck my tail.
You can fuck one and then fuck the other. Go, like, right alien to tail. Tail to alien. When are you ever going to do that?
Or you can get the puss version and the ass, put it, you know, one on top of gender.
There you go. And nobody ever really lets you do that. They don't really like ass to vag or ass to vag to mouth or ass to mouth to vag. Any combination that starts with ass, pretty much you get a dirty look a lot of times. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Unless you get them really revved up and drunk, then they don't really know what's going on half the time anyway. They're just like,
yeah, just shove it in.
Yeah. you didn't care if I got you nice and sauced up, real really fucking revved up, you didn't give a fuck what was going on.
Yeah, I know. That's when I got that.
Do it more.
Well, that's when I got that DV on my 30th birthday. That is not something I ever care to try again.
It's sure you do.
Not even no.
Come on, no. Two Asians.
I was absolutely shit-faced, and I was with SC and a buddy, and I was on top of SC, and then all of a sudden, I feel this really uncomfortable pinch, and then I hear, it's okay, women have babies, you can stretch, relax. And then I got kind of pushed forward. And yeah, I had two cocks in my puss, and they were not small cocks. So, yeah.
You didn't care.
I didn't care at the time after that.
So stop acting outraged. You were not outraged.
I was not outraged at the time, no. I'm not even outraged now. No. But I'm just saying, though. Is it really, really hurt? And then it started to feel good, and then the next day, forget it. I went to pee and it was all over. I'm like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
So bad.
Whatever.
You didn't care.
It didn't hurt me at all.
Yeah, I know. You passed out like halfway through.
I can't help it. I was really fucked up.
You stayed hard, though.
What do you want?
I continued. I'm just like, how long have you been asleep? I'm like, he's still hard. So that works for me. Bonus. Yeah. I wonder whatever happened to that memory stick, because everyone took pictures. I can't find that memory stick.
No, I don't know. I don't know where it went. It was probably somebody's probably enjoying it somewhere.
I'm sure.
Somewhere.
Oh, well, let him.
Yeah.
All right. So, oh my gosh, these poor postal workers. And, you know, people are freaking weird, but I
no,
like them. I like
not weird.
Hey, I like unique people.
Yeah.
They just seem to be just more fun. But some.
What's a post-hole licker? Did you say postal liquor? What did you say?
I said postal worker.
Oh God, I heard postal liquor. I was like, what? Why are we doing a what is a postal liquor anyway, Katie? Can we define that before we move on with the story? But that makes a lot more sense that way. Postal worker.
Liquor. Why do you do this to me? Make it so I can't breathe.
You can breathe. Come on. Women have babies. You'll be all right. It snaps right back.
Oh, my. Thank God it snaps back. Holy shit. That was so not fun.
Yeah. Well, so what about the postal liquor?
Well, police arrived at this location at 5:35 in the morning to arrest Kevin Compson.
Okay. Do you have his phone number, too? His address?
I do.
What color car does he have?
Blue. He's 34, and he's a suspect in the attacks of four postal workers in Iowa.
Okay,
but these attacks, they involve a man dressed as a dog, growling and snarling and biting at the ankles and calves of these postal workers.
That's awesome.
So Compson refused to comment at first.
Would be. Would be. Wait, but, let me put my dog suit on, then now it's me.
Dude, but he was identified as the attacker. Now, he was like seriously in a puppy play, because later Compson believed that he was being framed by this guy, Marty King, who was 38, who's in competition with him to win this title in a daddy pup leather group that they're both members of.
Okay.
So, yeah, and the title is supposed to be awarded later this year. So he's like, it was him. He's framing me because he wants to win. He's just trying to smear my reputation, yeah,
really?
And
your
tarnish
reputation?
My title.
What are you talking about? The person who got arrested for that, he's the one that's going to win. What do you mean, man? There is no.
You were that convincing
I'm
of a
just
puppy.
Saying, you're in a Leatherman's puppy play competition, right? Okay, so to commit to your puppy play, you went out in public and randomly bit post hole lickers by postal workers. You know what I mean? Like, that is some deep dedication. You get bonus points for that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I would say so. You get the golden bone.
Yeah.
Award.
Yeah, and if you frame the other dude, that's pussy. That's not very puppy play like. You take your fucking medicine and you like it.
Make you wear a furry costume of a wolf or a cat for a week.
There you go.
See how you do it like that one. All right, well, we're going to take a break at the moment. And when we come back, we're going to come in hot with the tits mayhem. So you girls might want to pay attention to this. I'm actually doing it right now. So stick around for more Kinky Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
Well, the good news is, hey, the Rock Festival is going to take place again next month.
All right.
So if a porn star offers you any money to bang at a concert, what are you going to say?
You know, I wouldn't go to that festival anyway.
Why?
You know, I hear women are having sex all over the place. Fuck that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be involved in naked women fucking different places. It's not really sanitary. Really, them having their body fluids all over. Like, did they put any tarps down or anything when they were doing these movies? Or they just willy-nilly go about it and let their little body fluids fly where other people had to work?
I think they just let it fly. I don't think it's sanitary at all.
Wow, I wouldn't go back.
I wouldn't go back
I wouldn't
either.
Do it if I were you.
Nah.
I heard Nickelback was playing, though.
Oh. Damn it, I'm so conflicted.
Yeah.
Well, maybe yeah. I'll go and I'll go incognito.
Good. Good, they're doing a concert with Creed.
Oh!
A Creed Nickelback double. For you.
Can the Eiffel Tower me?
I don't know. I think I have a better chance of that happening.
I want to be gangbanged by Creed and Nickelback.
You can wear your nun's habit. It might work for the Creed guy.
With legs wide open. He'd probably do a concert. He's like broke now. Scott Steph? Step? Steph?
Didn't he just die? Who just died?
He didn't. Scott Weiland. That was a totally different band.
Well, same
first
name.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Same first name.
Wow.
So that could be confusing. Using last names and shit. Whatever.
I don't have any pictures to
show you. There was another Scott. Hey, but there was another Scott who just died. So suck a dick.
Jerry.
And I'm talking about like an uncircumcised anteater dick too. How about that?
Oh.
Yeah, anteater dick.
I'm not gonna do it.
Yep.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'll leave that for you.
Nope.
I'm not doing it.
Like extra foreskin.
That's gross.
Yeah, you can order it that way. You know. I think I'm gonna have some put back on.
Oh yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Hey, but here
they can take that extra off your balls because they hang so low. You know, they can tack them up and take that extra skin and give you foreskin.
I'm not even gonna make a comment that I can make, but I figured we could do it out of like squid rings. You know what I mean? Cut up some squid rings because that way you could really do your hentai action really the way you want to.
Then I should
maybe I grow a beak and some fucking tentacles and I could ask you if you wanted to see my pecker.
Well, I say while you're at it, then if
you want to see my pecker,
yes, I do. Yeah. I think you should implant suckers underneath, like rings underneath, so they look like suckers.
No, it's going too far.
If you want a beak and tentacles? Why not? Why not?
No, rings. I don't like the suckers.
No?
Nope.
No.
Sucker free. Beak and tentacles, yes.
Sucker free.
Beak and tentacles, see. And okay. Fuego.
And fuego.
And now, on with the show.
Like that one, huh?
I do.
Say,
you've been
twerking
doing
music.
I can't do it though. I can't twerk. I have no ass either.
Something with a nice fat beat.
I dig it. I really do like it.
Say,
in my mind, I have these like big bootied like black girls, like Black China and what's her nuts.
Her too.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
Just
all of
at
those
a strip
beautiful
club.
Asses that are everywhere now.
But in slow motion.
Yeah.
And just getting showered with money.
Yeah, you'd love it.
I know. Awesome.
It's a white girl. We'll work for ass. I mean, literally, I need an ass.
Oh gosh, I've seen those Strange Addiction shows, and the one that was obsessed with ass injections and She didn't even know what the fuck the girl was putting in her butt, and she wasn't even a licensed nurse, and she was like injecting this goo in her ass.
That shit's scary, man. People inject their asses with all kinds of shit just to make them fat. I mean, I appreciate a fat ass, but
hey, I would just have enough meat that it wouldn't hurt my tailbone or my ass when I sat on something hard for longer than 5 minutes.
It'd be cool not to get pelvic bruising when taking you from behind. I know exactly what you mean. Sometimes backward cowgirl can be painful.
Yeah, and not to mention, it looks like Skeletor is trying to rip through my ass.
Oh.
Like through my lower back.
I can see where your tail used to be.
That's right.
Yeah. Before they cut it off.
Yeah. My horns are filed down, too.
Yeah.
I'm just evil. They clean me up good so I can get hitched.
Yeah.
Just wait to the seventh moon. I don't know.
I don't know what you're doing either. I don't really know.
Hey, I think we're going to get into your favorite segment.
Oh, I got that here.
I know.
Boobs in and on the news. It's time once again for
Tits Man.
And today, we're going to be talking about why you should stop wearing a bra.
Well, I try not to wear a bra as it is.
Wasn't it a bro?
Well, either way, man's ear.
Well, October 13th is National No Bra Day.
October 13th. Well, we got a long time to plan for this one.
No, I'm just saying, though, but there's more to this.
Okay. I'm ready for more.
Well, it was invented to promote breast cancer awareness, but studies show that wearing a bra is not beneficial to breast health.
Really?
Well, yeah. Refer to the fucking bitches in National Geographic. All those women, you know, they've never even seen a bra.
Well, they don't like make it past 40 anyway. Like, who knows if they get breast cancer? They don't really live long enough. They die of like infected teeth.
Yeah, but this isn't really about like cancer, though. It doesn't go into not wearing a bra is going to save you from cancer.
Okay,
but they did this study for over 15 years to kind of just to see what the effects on women ages 18 to 35.
Okay,
but there's no proof of the support. It's actually kind of the opposite was proved. There was a 7 millimeter lift in nipples of women who didn't wear a bra.
Lift?
Yeah.
Huh.
So.
Oh, because the bottom fell out. That's why. The nipples didn't start pointing south. The bottom just fell out of the boob and the nipple just stayed up top. That's all.
It just started to slowly roll downhill.
Exactly.
It says not only that, but then bras, they also reduce the circulation in your boob and break down the tone over time.
Okay.
So going braless can actually increase the collagen production and elasticity. So, but
well,
it says,
I thought you were trying to avoid elastic. I thought you didn't want you bangy nipples.
No, not like blown out of the balloon elasticity, because okay. That's loss of elasticity. This is like still plumbing.
Where it bounces back. Sprungy, yes. Sprungy.
Yes.
Got it.
Sprungy.
Gotcha.
Didn't sprungy. But I mean, the study was only done on 330 women.
Okay.
So
could be completely bogus.
I don't know. You guys try it out. Just go braless for a couple of years and see what happens. If you have real boobs, not fake boobs, because fake boobs aren't going to fucking go anywhere.
Just take pictures, please.
Sure.
Photos, please.
Yeah. Like, stand against the wall and put a little mark of where your nipples hit. Like, stand sideways. You know how, like, people do height check? Yeah. We'll just do where your nipples are. And then each month, see where your nipples are at.
There you go.
And see if they stay the same or if they droop.
There you go. Just cut your head out of the photo so you don't have to worry about them. Your nipples getting... Well, your nipples may get all over the place, but nobody will know that they're your nipples.
Right. Unless you have any telltale tattoos.
Yeah.
Or such.
Telltale nipple shape.
Or piercings.
I know those nipples anywheres.
Damn. Amber's teats. I know Amber's teats. Damn gobbers.
Tits, man.
I see my tooth mark right there, honey. I right where I left it, man, right on the top of the nipple, man. I put it right on the top like a stamp. It's like a mark, man, like putting my flag on the top.
It's like a cute little bunny nose. Look at that little thing. Jesus Christ. Some guys get so touchy during a threesome.
What?
You know how a lot of guys...
What?
Like, I don't want
to... Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't touch. Just don't. You stay on your side of the bitch.
I'm telling you, this guy goes absolutely fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, this is one of those stories that it makes you shake your head. This guy, Curtis Mayfield, he murdered.
Do we have his address and telephone number too?
Yep.
Car color?
Sure do.
All right.
And his next of kin.
Love them details.
I know you do.
They're awesome.
I don't give a shit. People like them.
Okay.
Fuck you.
To be
I like them too. Well, anyway, this dude murdered his best friend after getting into a threesome with him, and
his friend have a bigger dick? That's what happened, isn't it?
It didn't say the size of the cocks, but it was him and his best friend and a chick. So it's two dudes and a guy and a girl, and the sex was going on, and then Curtis told his buddy to switch positions.
Wow.
He said he figured they were going to switch mouth to ass, but his friend zigged. Instead of zagged,
okay.
And they ended up ball-to-ball.
Okay.
Well, Curtis was so fucking pissed that he grabbed his gun and shot his friend while yelling, "I ain't with that gay shit."
Wow.
Yep. Curtis says he feels absolutely no remorse over the death of his friend. He said that it's his friend's fault and he should have never allowed their balls to touch in the first place. And if they didn't touch, he'd still be alive right now.
Oh my God, no, he just wanted his nuts to touch my nuts. I tell you what, man, that's some bullshit. I might like a cock in my ass, but that don't make me gay. That don't mean you can touch your nuts to my nuts.
Well, a source
only tongue to ass.
A source reached out to Urban
Leak.
That's
okay.
Because apparently the story has been put everywhere, and they're trying to hope to provide some more proof of what actually happened.
Okay, well they think it's a cover story.
They're not 100% sure.
Drug related,
but
he had a bigger cock. I'm telling you, that's what happened.
That's probably what it was.
He was totally jealous. Are you small, Jorge? What's his name? Carlos? You said
Curtis.
Something? Curtis? He had a blue car.
No, that was the first dude.
Oh, sorry.
That was Compson.
What and that goes out to all of you, really. If you're gonna have a three way, just don't be homophobic. You're gonna completely wreck what could be a glorious experience for you and your lady friend.
Yep.
And you could have an awesome, awesome fucking time, and you're gonna get all like touchy feely about something bumped into somebody. Let me tell you, you can never attempt DV without another cock actually touching your cock. There's no way you'll ever try double vaginal penetration without touching another man. However, if you do try it, at least you get something to talk about years later. You know what I mean?
Well, also, if you do DP, double penetration, someone's in your puss, someone's in your ass.
That's right.
Y'all are going to touch.
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Don't panic.
I mean, you don't have to give each other back rubs and deep kisses, but
reach
mean, if you want
are nice
to, fine.
Sometimes, really. Once in a while, you need an extra hand.
Oh, yeah, that's always fun.
Like a little rub tug thing there. But besides that, what's it matter, really? Just have a good time while you're having a good time.
That's
don't be
right.
Paranoid. And you don't have to. You can completely not intentionally touch the other man if you don't want to. Cool. That's completely acceptable. But if you accidentally touch, come on, be
just
chill
let
about
it. Go.
Who well,
cares?
Just really, exactly.
Go
just,
with the flow.
That's right. Just let it happen. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You'll have a lot more fun that way.
Yeah.
I think, for the most part. And then later on, when you meet the two girls at the bar you want to bring home, it's not that big of a deal. Because lady friend knows you can rock it with two cocks, so fuck it.
That's right.
Yeah.
You've earned brownie points with her.
That's right.
Unless she gets like really weirded out, which in that case, don't be with her anyway.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Get rid of her.
That's right.
Drop her.
Yep.
Drop her. Now, this this is very odd. There's a woman in New York. She got arrested with a blood alcohol level that was four times the legal limit.
Okay.
And she got away with it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this is why. She has a rare medical condition called Otto Brewery syndrome. Her digestive system, it
makes her own beer.
Yeah.
It like ferments the shit in her stomach and turns it into alcohol.
Yeah, it converts common food carbs into alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah, her attorney had never heard of it, of the Otto Brewery syndrome, and he was talking to CNN about it. After dinner with her husband, where she only had four cocktails, and she admitted it.
That's it? Just four cocks?
Just
tails?
Just four cocks.
That's it?
In her tail.
Good job.
At once. Jug band. It's just so he's like hyper. Well, she had a flat tire, and she was apparently struggling with it pretty bad, because when police came up, they smelled alcohol. She blew like a 0.40, and she was taken to the hospital. After 12 hours of testing, and even without alcohol, her level was still over twice the limit. Yeah, well, they said the woman, she showed no signs of being drunk or even feeling drunk. You know, she didn't want to be identified, but
I got it pumping through my veins, baby.
But she's being treated for a condition. They said it's also known as gut fermentation syndrome. So she's been taking antifungal meds, and she's been on a strict diet of like low carb and no yeast, sugar, alcohol.
Cool.
To try. So yeah,
stay away from the yeast, and she'll be all right. Is that the idea? Maybe if she ate the yogurt that you're supposed to eat,
or the Coochie sourdough.
Oh, cunt sourdough. It's not coochie. It's cunt sourdough. Hashtag.
She's taking antifungal, and she can't have yeast. Well, that antifungal thing is probably going to give her a yeast infection. Well, maybe no.
She's got to go completely paleo and completely stay away from carbs. Carbs are her enemy. If she doesn't eat sugar, it won't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But, I mean, she's apparently used to, she's a functioning drunk.
Yeah. She walks around at 0.20, baby.
That's just her getting up level.
I don't feel right unless I'm at least 0.15.
Good God. People are like that, too.
Wow. Not anybody I know in here was ever like that, I guess.
Stop giving me the side eye.
That's awesome.
I never kept a bottle next to the bed.
Sure you did. What are you talking about? We'd get a gallon of red, and you'd plop that bitch right down on the side table.
Oh, well, that...
Well, that's different.
That was the bedroom wine.
See? But that wasn't distilled liquor, so that doesn't really count.
Well, what I didn't, wow, I
it's
never
just some wine.
I never woke up in the morning, rolled over before I even got up to pee, and poured myself a glass of wine.
No, because you already had the sippy cup in your hand from the night before, so you did not have to re-pour. You would.
Good morning, beautiful.
I would see you in the middle of the night, wake up and take a sip. I would wake up. You'd be sitting up. Sitting there in the dark, sipping your sippy cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe have a cigarette or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why you gave me the sippy cup, is so I could have bedtime wine.
I really got tired of wine and landing on my head at some point.
Oh, I was such a really bad alcoholic.
No.
I drank a lot. A lot.
Well, at least you didn't make your own in your own belly.
No.
See?
I want to drink my own blood. How does that work?
Suck it out of me.
Can I recycle? Yeah, imagine though, if you had like someone suck your blood or whatever, do you think they could get a little drunk since you have like that much alcohol in your blood?
Wow. I would imagine fluids would have some alcohol in it. And if you were into being Greek, not Greek, Roman.
You just gave me the shivers and you made my throat contract.
Okay. But if you were, you know, you could mix up some stuff and baby bird it on over.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome for somebody, not me.
It's a margarita.
I would definitely laugh at somebody for doing it.
Oh, God.
I will laugh at you if you want to do it.
I'll fucking throw up. Okay, this chick, Miss Kitty Claws.
Yeah.
Well, she's a longtime activist.
Do
and she's
I know
also,
her?
No, she's also a sex worker.
It sounds like somebody I know.
Maybe.
Okay.
Meow, meow.
Well, she's a sex worker, too, and she's taken up the cause of boycotting all classes, teaching bondage using rope, like shibari.
Okay.
She said, it doesn't matter. She said, hemp, cotton, nylon, jute, it's all rope, and rope is just one letter away from rape.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's some feminists that really don't like any kind of BDSM.
Yeah, well, she's 36 years old, and she's an outspoken advocate for rape survivors, and she speaks widely, you know, on issues like, you know, of consent and rape and stuff like that. She said, if they think rape is okay, how long before they think you know, if they think rope is okay, how long before they think rape is okay too?
Wow. How long? Well, it's a natural progression, apparently.
Well, I think that shibari and other types of rope play is just sending the wrong message. It says that rape is okay, rape is fun, rape is sexy, and it sends a message to women saying that they should hate themselves.
So if you like rope, you like rape. Just saying. That's pretty ridiculous.
It is very ridiculous.
Well, I mean, and they take a hard line, and it's hard to tell a rape survivor, like don't associate this rope with your rape, even though you might. But like, hey, it's what I'm into, and I only do it with people who want to be tied up. Like I don't want to do it to somebody who doesn't want to be tied up.
If you have a rope bondage fetish, you really want to make sure that the person you're doing it with is into it too, and don't force it on someone else, because if they're not cool with it, they're not cool with it. So don't.
I mean, I could see doing like shibari, the actual Japanese. Yeah, I mean, I could see wanting, because we've talked about doing that more, and neither one of us are into the BDSM aspect of it. Like I don't want to make you submit, because you do anyway. I don't, you know, I just don't want to you know what I mean, like that doesn't appeal to me doing that. However, tying you up in pretty ways I think would be cool. I think you would enjoy that, and I think I would enjoy it too, because it's all anal and rope tie-y. And
well, and plus I get pretty bendy. Yeah. I can be pretty bendy.
And my want to do that really has zero to do with
sex.
Sex or dominating you.
Or rape.
You know what I mean? Yeah. that would be the furthest thing from my, I would be looking to tie you up in a way to take a good picture.
Yeah.
You know? So, but you can't tell. What are you going to do? Walk up to a rape survivor? Hey, fuck you. I mean, you can't really argue with her. You just go, hey, look, I'm sorry, but I don't do it with people who don't want to be tied up. And obviously, anytime you want to not be tied up while you're being tied up, we'll stop tying you up. Holy shit.
Imagine that.
Yeah. We don't even have to pretend you're in some kind of a scenario.
Oh, that just made me think of the electrified rope. Because there's rope you can try with, and...
Yeah, it's got metal fibers in it or some shit.
One of our Raz Radio friends, Joe, he is discovering how you can have a woman orgasm with a TENS unit. And I said, oh, fuck yeah. I'm like, that's not new. And I sent him, here's one of my favorites. Sent him the link to the She-Stim.
Yeah.
And yeah. He's like, oh, well, I didn't know about it. I'm like, no. I'm like, it's cool. There's a bunch of different ones out there. Pipe Dreams, Fetish Extreme, their line has one, but She-Stim is a really good one that I really, really, really like. But it shows the diagrams of where to put the pads and stuff like that.
You went from shibari to straight on over to She-Stim.
Oh, we're talking about the electrified rope.
I'm just making fun of you. That's all. Pew, pew. I know. You took a right turn.
At first, I had a pew pew gun, but then I got a womp womp sword. No. Saw Star Wars this weekend. It was good.
Yeah, I liked it.
I liked it too. Yeah. And I am.
I like a lot of dumb shit, though.
It wasn't dumb.
No, it wasn't dumb. I'd say it was a lot like the first ones. It reminded me of, like, if you let a fanboy make a movie, like, it's going to be exactly what every fanboy wants. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I liked it. And definitely seeing it at the movie theater on the big screen was...
It was worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it.
Sure. Nobody had electrified rope there, and they did very little electro play. There was a little bit, because if you get shot with a pew-pew gun...
Pew-pew gun, but then I had to whip out my wah-wah stick.
You're giving away the plot again. What are you doing?
Shit!
The entire movie, you're just laid it right out there.
Well, I'm just going to move on then.
Good.
Now, this kind of is like piggyback to the whole... Happy?
I am. That was good.
There
I
you
liked
go.
It. I liked it. Thank you.
You were just making me mad. You're doing it wrong. No.
That was a horrible imitation.
No, it's
I
not.
I do a better Miss Piggy.
I love you. I think you're great.
Stand by for Miss Piggy anger.
No, I think you're good. I think you're good.
All right.
All right, so this chick who says, like, the rope bondage is rape. Well, Barbara Sims is suing her husband for what she's calling 16 years of a lack of domestic violence. Sims, a self-confessed masochist, says in the beginning everything was great. She'd get hit once or twice a day. If she was bad, she got spanked. Strict discipline, you know, and he was a brute, and she loved it.
Yeah.
Well, as the years went by, her husband became more...
He developed a tender side.
Well, he became more interested in TV and video games.
Wow, yeah. It's because they're fun.
And she started to act out like every little brat does on purpose to try to get his attention.
Punish me, daddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Punish me, daddy.
So, but nothing was happening, so she got depressed. Like, of course. She got, like, really depressed.
Daddy won't punish me. He doesn't love me because he doesn't hit me.
So then Sims, the chick, she started to go looking outside of her marriage for abuse.
you can find it. It's just, that's easy.
Well, the thing is, she took up a martial art class, too, and she intentionally provoked the other students so she could get, you know, the beating that she wanted. She says she felt like she was at her wit's end, and so she decided that she's going to file this lawsuit in hopes that that would grab his attention, her husband. Well, Sims agreed to drop the suit if he agrees to do daily spankings and the occasional extras.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's where, you know, going to your local BDSM community there and you can have a great time with somebody, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And not really have sex with them.
No. A lot of it doesn't involve sex at all.
Yeah. It's more fun if it does. But.
Kick the crap out of someone and then fuck them. I so want to peg. I've like been in this like pegging mode for a long time.
Okay. I know you get pokey.
I do. And proddy. I'm trying not to get pokey and proddy with you.
Yeah. Cause I don't dig pokey and proddy.
I know.
I don't really like it.
It's terrible. I've been like having fantasies and I've been looking at more pegging porn.
Yeah.
And I'm still hooked on that whole like fucking masturbators. Like fuck me silly dolls and stuff.
Yeah. In case you don't know, Katie's been on a roll for like a year now, a year or better, of watching men fuck me silly dolls, which is like a hacked off torso. Like it's just the hip and ass portion of.
They come different now. Like you can get different modes. You can get actually from like the waist all the way to the toes.
Ooh.
Yeah. You can get ones that has no head, no arm, and no legs.
But you like the ones that are just torsos, just that got watching a guy fuck a torso.
Ass and puss. Just ass and puss and ass and puss and ass and puss. Or puss and ass and puss and ass and puss and ass.
Smacking little lifelike ass.
And I like when they leave the audio kind of high, so you're the... I like the...
Can you move that mic just a little closer, please?
I want to hear you jam your dick in the sloppy fuckhole. Can you do that? Great. I'm almost done.
Is there any way we can certify that you didn't wash that the last time? Because that would be way cooler if it was really, really dirty and you're still humping it. Ew.
Is it gooey?
Ew. You're humping it anyway.
Is it stinky? Does it taste funny? So gross. I love it.
What? Yeah.
I like it. Well, there was one, there was like this handheld one, this guy had it down on a table, and it was like a smaller, still the same cyberskin material.
Like a mini fuck me silly.
Yeah. It was like, you know, it was a fuck me sleeve. But he had it down on the table, and he was fucking it, and he
it was like a Bridget the Midget.
When he came, he, you know, shot
out silly
the,
doll.
The other end.
Oh, really?
It got me going. Wow.
Did it?
It's a thing. Hey, if you guys are in the LA area, I want to say Sunday, January 10th. The time is to be announced, but it's the L.A. Metro System 8th Annual No Pants Metro Ride. My friend, Chris Gore, is going to be a part of this. So if you want to see him and a shit ton of other people with no pants on, all riding the subway or metroway.
Dance off, pants off.
You should go check it out.
When's that coming up?
That is January 10th. That is Sunday.
Well, that's coming. That's this Sunday.
This Sunday.
Pictures, please.
That's what I said. Y'all got to take pictures and send them.
Photos. We like photos.
You can get me on Twitter at Kinky Katie Radio. KinkyKatieRadio@gmail.com. Yeah.
All of that.
All of that. You can Google me, Kinky Katie Radio, as well. All right, guys. Well, we're going to stop for tonight. Another thing real quick. There's a petition. You know, there's a new movie coming out. It's a new animated movie called Zootopia.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like with the sloth.
It's funny. Yeah.
Well, there's a petition going around asking artists to stop making porn with the characters of Zootopia. Rule 34 cannot be stopped. It has already caught the movie, and I'm not surprised because it happens. Fuck, as soon as anyone gets wind of it, like a breath of it, it's like... Oh my God, yeah. It's great.
Got all excited there.
You did? I love it. I think it's awesome. I dig the dirty, smutty stuff. Okay, everyone. I'm going to let y'all go. But you Google me, Kinky Katie Radio. You can get me on iTunes and Stitcher. Rate me 5 stars. Leave me a comment. It wouldn't kill you. You do it because you love me. Go to KinkyKatieRadio.com for fun stuff of mine. 18 and older, please. I'm going to get out of here. All right. I got nothing else for today. Join me back on Friday afternoon for Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward, and then Friday night for One Night Stand with Miss Amber. All my info is on my website. SC, got anything?
Nope.
All right, everyone. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I will see you on Friday. Kissing you, being part of. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.